How much wind energy can the Dutch windmill harness? As you can imagine, I read a lot of pages and press releases about renewable energy. This morning I saw three articles that introduced the windmill, an architectural marvel that may be built in Rotterdam, Netherlands. While everyone is fascinated by its appearance, hey, I am too, the engineer in me wondered about the feasibility of its wind energy production. No, it's not the Eye of Sauron. The windmill promises to be a stunning piece of architecture, featuring apartments, rotating cabins, a restaurant with spectacular views, and a hotel. It will also showcase a number of sustainable design practices, such as rainwater collection, passive solar design, waste-to-biogas conversion, and photovoltaic thermal, private, modules. Most notably, however, is the feature for which the structure derives half of its name, wind power. Electrostatic wind conversion. The windmill will use the innovative electrostatic wind energy converter, EUCEN, that was developed from research conducted at Delft University. EUCEN was the subject of a 2008 doctoral dissertation that concluded that the system was capable of producing energy, but with very low efficiencies, 1.7% at best, in the researchers' experiments, far less than the efficiency of a large wind turbine. Of course, the advantage of EUCEN is that there's no moving rotor, so it doesn't cause vibration in the building. In short, they won't be putting a giant rotating turbine in the center of the building, so let's not compare the EUCEN to a traditional turbine. I do, however, wonder how much energy the EUCEN could actually produce, and whether it would be more practical to use another source of renewable energy in the same space. So once again I headed for the back of an envelope, this one required two envelopes, to do some arithmetic. These are very round numbers based on averages. The outer diameter of the windmill is 174 meters, although they didn't specify the inner diameter, I estimate it to be around 87 meters. That's a cross-sectional area of just under 6,000 square meters. Rotterdam's average wind speed is 6 meters per second, so the total available power in the wind is 794 kilowatts. At 1.7% efficiency, the EUCEN would generate roughly 13.5 kilowatts, or about 324 kilowatt-hours/day. Solar equivalent. 6,000 square meters would hold a 1,500 kilowatts DC photovoltaic array. Taking into account the average sunlight in Rotterdam and the fact that the panels would be tilted at 90° vertical so they don't shade each other, such a system could produce an average of 2,500 kilowatt-hours per day, almost 8 times the amount that the EUCEN is capable of delivering. To make the EUCEN competitive with solar PV, it would need to have an efficiency of at least 13%. On the other hand, a wall of PV panels would block the view through the center of the windmill. Suppose we use 1/4 the number of panels, tilt them at 45° and space them out so they don't shade each other or impede much of the view. That system would produce about 1,100 kilowatt-hours/day, more than triple the EUCEN's production. If you're wondering why cutting the number of panels by a factor of 4 doesn't cut production by the same factor, it's because the panels will generate more power when tilted at 45° than they would at 90°. Is it worthwhile? As a tourist attraction, the developers expect the building to become profitable in 10 years or less. At this point, the windmill is a concept. The planners are searching for more partners and have not yet made the costs public. That makes it difficult to determine the return on investment or the payback period of the EUCEN. One thing that raises my eyebrow, Delft University, where the EUCEN was developed, now says this on its website. In March 2013, TU Delft and its partners unveiled the EUCEN. Scientific data has shown that the principle works on a small scale. However, there is no evidence that this principle is suitable for use on a commercial scale. At present, TU Delft is not actively involved in the further development of the EUCEN. Final grade. The building's architecture is eye-catching, to say the least. As a model of energy efficiency, passive heating and cooling, private, and water conservation, the windmill deserves accolades. I give it an A+ in those categories. The jury is still out on its wind power capabilities, so it gets an incomplete on that one. Given that Delft University has suspended its research on the EUCEN, that incomplete seems likely to turn into an F. I realize that part of the windmill's purpose is to be a demonstration of sustainable energy, but I'm not sure of the value in demonstrating a technology that's not very pragmatic. Maybe they should add more solar and change the name to Sunwheel. Follow Dr. Tom Lombardo on Twitter and/or LinkedIn.